Big old triple X. Hey. What's going on, men and women of God? What's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing on this day? How y'all doing on this lovely, blessed day? Hey, listen. Whatever you go through, do not let the enemy bring you down. That's good to say. Don't let the enemy bring you down. You're gonna have people out here, they're gonna peep your, try to peep your page, what you're doing. They ain't really trying to connect with you. They're trying to keep up with you just to see how you doing. But I've learned this a long time ago. I learned this a long time ago, and I had to be taught this too as well. Don't block them. Let them see your success, your happiness, and what you are doing. Don't block them. Let them see it. And sometimes they may not even want to see you no more because they know what they have done didn't work. I'm telling you have people out here that's gonna try to destroy you no matter what you do. No matter what you do. Because, see, the thing you have to think about is that the mind is conditioned to think negatively about anything that you do. The mind is conditioned to think like that. So you're going to have negative thoughts, which means that you're going to have negative ways. And amongst your negative ways gonna come negative reactions. And sometime amongst your negative reaction gonna come the results of what you was looking for. But see, if you're a praying man, if you're a praying woman, God will provide you the tools you need to send that black magic, that witchcraft, and that spell right back to him. Right back to him. Listen, sometimes they can be your family members. Sometimes they could be your coworkers. Sometimes they could be your neighbors. They can be the person in the house with you. I'm telling you, things are changing. Things are changing. So watch how you move. Watch how you carry yourself. Watch how you do things. Watch who you talk to. Watch what you say and who you tell whatever you need to tell it to. Because people will have an opinion about everything you say and do, but they will not offer a hand to help you. But they'll sit back and watch. And they'll sit back and do a lot of things. But they will not offer a hand to help you. So be wary of that. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Father God, I send a special prayer out to uncover the witchcraft. Father God, I send a special prayer out to uncover the evil spells. Father God, I send a special prayer out to uncover the demonic ways. Uncover the demons. Father God, uncover the wickedness that's about. Father God, I send prayers out to uncover the witchcraft, to uncover the black magic, and whatever people are doing, not just to me, but to try to bring your people down, your children down. Father God, I ask that you send your angels of protection upon us. I ask, Father God, that you bless us with the shield and the whole armor of God. Father God, I ask right now that you put that shield of protection over us and baptize us in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost and the olive oil, Father God, that we need to get through the day. Father God, I ask right now that you keep us in a safe haven. I ask, Father God, that you keep us in a blessed haven. I ask, Father God, that you keep us in a protected haven. I ask, Father God, that you shield us in a protection where we can't be touched. I ask, Father God, that you shield us in a protection where we serve honor and worship you on this day. Father God, I'm thankful for being here on this day. Father God, I am grateful for being here on this day. No enemy, no demon, no warlock, no witch, no binding spells or anything, Father God, can hold me away from you. Can hold me for praying to you, can hold me for worshiping you, can hold me from honoring you, can hold me for being there for you, can hold me for being the man of God you have called me to be, because Father God, the spiritual warfare and the fight is on according to the word. And Father God, I thank you on this day. I honor your name on this day. Father God, I'm stepping in the midst. I'm doing an intercessory prayer for the ones that can't pray for themselves, for the ones don't know what to say to protect themselves, for the ones, Father God, that's sitting on that couch being slumpness and tired. Father God, the ones that going through a state of depression, homelessness, loneliness, don't know what to say or what to do, don't know where their next meal coming from, don't know where their next paycheck is coming from. No, don't know where they're going to lay their head at tonight. Don't know how they're going to get from point A to point B. Father God, I'm praying for those people. I'm praying for that person. I'm praying for that person to lift themselves up, Father God, according to your word and what you say, and bless them because they need your help. I need your help. We need your help. And Father God, we are thankful on this day. Because we know this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to shout, and we're going to be happy in it. We count it all joy. We count it all joy on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, what I want to tell you is, no matter what you go through, you let God guide you. It says in Psalms 25, 4 through 5, it says, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Please, God, reveal to me his ways and teach us your paths. As we see God's guidance, he lights up the way ahead and lead us in the truth. That's in Psalms 25, 4 through 5. Let God guide you, no matter what nobody say. See, you can come on my page, you can view, you can see what I'm doing. I'm fine. I'm doing well. But just know, nothing is going to stop me from spreading God's word and his message the way it needs to be spread. I'm in a long, enduring fight to the rest of my life. And I thank God for allowing me to be here on this day. This is a blessed day. This is a momentous day. And I thank God on this day. I thank God on this day. See, listen. Let me share something with you. See, you're going to have people, right? You're going to have people that's, they're going to call to check on you. Sometimes it don't be for a good thing. It's just to see what you're doing. It's just to see what they had did behind your back is working. And sometimes you don't need to answer that call because you're letting that spirit come in. Sometimes you don't need to respond to that text message because you letting that spirit come in. Sometimes they need to see you, hear you, and know you from a distance. Proverbs 3 and 5 through 6 tells us that trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your straight your paths. He will make your pathway straight. So stop leaning to your own understanding, because the thing about it, You don't know everything. You may think you know everything. You don't know everything. That's what my banner says right there in the back. Be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46 and 10. And that's what I do. I be still because I know God will save me and bless me. And I know God will always provide a way for me. And I don't have to go through man to get to God. And I don't have to ask man to get to God. I go straight to God. I go straight to the word. See, I can sit and read this word, understand this word just as well as you understand this word. And you can't tell me no different than what you know, because we have different understandings. It's not meant for us to learn to receive and accept things the same way, but it is meant for us to have one common goal, and that is to serve the Lord and make it to the place that he has destined for us. That's the only thing that we share in common. Jeremiah 29 and 11 tells us that, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. So that lets you know right now, whatever you're going through, it's not intended for you to go through that all the time. God has plans for you to give you future and a hope. Now, you're going to go through stuff. You're going to experience stuff and you're going to see stuff. But in the end, God promises you a future and a hope. I don't care what you got going on out here in these streets, man. I don't care what you got going on your job. I don't care what you have going on. But the thing that I will let you know is that amongst all that, even the heathen, because the heathen is out there, amongst all of that, God has your back. You let God guide you in everything you do. It says in Proverbs 16 and 9, it says, the heart of man plans this way, but the Lord establish his steps. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establish his steps. So keep doing the things you're doing. Keep being blessed. Keep working and grinding and praying hard every day. Don't stop. Don't look for no accolades. Don't look for people to tell you you're doing good. Don't look for people to tell you, hey, man, I like what you're doing. Don't look for none of that, okay? Because it may not happen, because we on a different frequency. We on a different wavelength. And there's a lot of things I know and say that sometimes I may not share on my show, because when you ruffle feathers, that's a whole nother different level. Not saying that I won't say it. It just depends on who I say it to. See, you have to understand that some things I'm deeper into learning than what you may think. But I said and do it for the show because I want to make sure people get my message and know what I'm saying. So that's why I'm telling you today to let God guide you in everything you do. Let God guide you. Don't sit around and wait on nobody. Don't sit around and expect nothing from nobody. That's not going to happen. You pray, you ask God, you put the work in, and you go get it. You go get it. Because the thing that I know, and I see it, we jump for joy when you go down and go through stuff. But when you up and on your feet, you don't hear nothing from nobody. See, and let me explain something to you. You wonder why, like, the negativity will happen so quicker than the positive. See, even I had to learn this, because you don't put so much of your energy into the negativity, where it'll happen. But the same way you put that energy into your negativity, you should put it in your positivity and watch how things change for you. The same way you'll plot and plan on something negative and you'll sit back and watch it happen, plot and plan on something good and sit back and watch it happen. But guess what, though? You can't do that, because that's too much like right. That's too much like right. So you can't do that. So understand that you have to let God guide you in everything you do, because If you don't let God guide you, you're going to wish you did. It says right here in Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good. Those that love God, all things work together for the good. For those who are called according to his purpose. So if you are called according to God's purpose, and no matter what you go through, it's going to work out for your good. Remember that. It's going to work out for your good. No one can stop that. No one can stop that. Not so. You listen. It's people plotted on me. But see, I'm awakened and I'm being more awakened. And I know who they are and what they did. But God fight my battles. And I know the seed you planted, you're going to get that same thing in return, according to the word. So whatever seed you plant, you're going to also reap that same seed. Okay? So just remember that. So you let God guide you, and your life will be a whole lot better than where it is right now. Psalms 32:8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. God will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, and he will keep his eye upon you. So I'm giving you scripture. I'm giving you word. I ain't telling you not to go do this and not to go do that because I read the word, then I say what it may be saying. I'm telling you what the word say. And I ain't adding nothing to it or taking nothing away from it. I'm just telling you simply what the word say. Psalms 32:8. I'm going to read it again. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So whatever you do, just remember that God will instruct you and teach you the way you should go, and he will counsel you with his eye upon you. God loves you, man. Big God loves you too. Heavenly Father, thank you today for this word. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to speak out here. Thank you, Father God, for bringing the shield of protection on me and my friends and families right now, Father God, and my neighbors. Father God, I ask right now that you keep me protected always. Always, Father God, you keep me blessed always, and I'm going to always do my job and serve you, Father God, and be blessed with you right now on today. In Jesus' name, I pray, I'm grateful, and I'm thankful. Amen. Amen. Listen, God loves you, man. That's all I want to tell you. God loves you. Big God loves you, too. Peace.